Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting for June 3rd, 2014 to order. First thing, the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. One item to delete from the agenda under my name, item number 5, legislative update. We can strike that from the agenda, sir.
Okay. Motion to approve the agenda is amended?
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Caldwell. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of May 20th. Any corrections, concerns, issues? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business this morning is a proclamation regarding the Home Ownership Month. A proclamation I can read before the presentation. Sussex County Council proclamation proclaiming the month of June as Home Ownership Month in Sussex County. Whereas owning a home is an important part of the American dream, and the Sussex County Council realizes that home ownership benefits individuals and families, strengthens our communities, and is integral to our economy. And the Sussex County Council realizes that home is where we make memories, build our futures, and feel comfortable and safe. And the Sussex County Council, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, USDA Rural Development, nonprofit housing agencies, and the Sussex County Association of Realtors, will continue to provide assistance for home ownership for Sussex County citizens. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the month of June 2014 as Home Ownership Month for the American Dream in Sussex County. Be it further resolved that the County Council urges all citizens to wholeheartedly recognize this effort throughout the year. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President, June 3rd, 2014. I think we're joined by some representatives from the Association of Realtors for Sussex County. Please come forward. Thank you.
They sent the good-looking ones. Pretty, pretty ladies. Looks like them.
Good morning. I'm joined this morning with Sue Bramhall, who has served every role in Delaware real estate that you can imagine, including traveling to Russia on two occasions to represent home buyers and different things of that nature, and Angela Emerson, my executive assistant, and of course, you know Brandy. I send you greetings from 1,350 members of the Sussex County Association. Home ownership for decades has been one of the purchase of a first-time home, the hallmark of America. What it enables us to do, it's a financial stability situation for them. Recently, though, we've seen a steady growing decrease in home ownership. Right now, we're at 65% home ownership in the United States, where we used to be at 72%. But the American dream is still alive, and for many, it can be a reality. Americans value home ownership as one of their most prized possessions and something to attain. Broad-based home ownership exemplifies the uniquely American sentiment for ordinary people to control their own destinies and to move ahead with hard work and responsibility. Today, the rate of home ownership in the United States stands at 65%, the lowest it has been in nearly two decades. We know the importance to preserve the mortgage interest deduction, to take prudent steps to improve credit ability, and to address the student loan debt crisis that face many of our youth in America. We also know that the county and our local economy depends on homeownership in southern Delaware. As the county relies on $18 million plus in realty transfer taxes last year, we understand the value of homeownership. Last year, sales were up 14% in the dollar amount and 10% in sales in Sussex County. It was the best gain that we have seen since 2007 and a steady increase over the past 2 years. I'm sure Gina, who works on budgeting, can appreciate those numbers. But the Sussex County Association of Realtors is more than just sales. We are an advocate for homeownership, for first-time home buyers, and for workforce housing concerns. Over the past 5 years, we have worked to help those buy their first home and capture the American dream. We are providing closing assistance and financial literacy assistance totaling $40,000. This year, we will again work with our partners, including your wonderful development group with Brandy and Brad, to host another housing summit and first-time home buyer program with our other partners, including First State Community Action Agency and NCAL, to name a few, and Habitat for Humanity. We applaud the county today for recognizing the value of homeownership and the opportunities that they help us create the American dream coming true in Sussex County. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all very much. Randy?
Add quickly just my thank you. Ever since I've worked for the county, the Realtors Association has been one of our closest partners. And certainly without them, we would not have been as successful with the neighborhood stabilization programs. We've helped over 30 households, low and moderate income households, attain home ownership with their partnership. So I truly applaud their efforts and the word of mouth and getting out that program. And I did want to thank you, Angela, especially for working with us for planning this Sussex County Home Buyer Fair that is coming probably in September. So look forward to that, and we continue to look forward to working with you guys every year.
Thank you all.
Sue,
our numbers are way up.
Can I ask you a question? Do you find that the local real estate market is a bit of an anomaly, or is the trend maybe mid-Atlantic wide or nationwide?
I think in Sussex County, as you know, we have two markets. So you have to address that answer on both sides. The certainly the eastern side, the coastal side, the secondary homes, the resort homes, yeah, that's a booming market. The western side, where the people that work over on the east side are living with very moderate salaries. If it weren't for the USDA loans, I don't think we would be doing as well as we are now.
On the western side.
On the western side. So that being said, I guess I'm talking out of both sides, but there isn't truly one particular correct answer for that or an answer for that.
Very good observation. Thank you.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business on the agenda is for the consideration of both Planning and Zoning Commission appointments and the Board of Adjustment appointments. Today, I have two nominees for your consideration, one from each body. As you know, these are appointed by the County Council, and they serve for a term of 3 years. Today, I have two nominees, one for the Planning and Zoning Commission for District 4, and that is Mr. Rodney Smith, which would be Mr. Cole's nomination, and also, respectively, Mr. Cole's nomination, District 4, for the Sussex County Board of Adjustment, and that would be Mr. Norman Bud Ricker. Both of these are effective June 1 and would be for a term of 3 years.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Is that all you have? You don't have any others?
Those are the confirmed nominations that I have today. Mm-hmm. I am able to discuss others today if you'd like, or
this
we
is,
can.
I want to say something. This has nothing to do with anybody's ability to function on those boards. Those people do a great job. However, I just want to make it known that they're all the same race, they're all men, and they all tend to be businessmen. Even the farmers are businessmen, pretty good ones too. So I just want to let you know that I've been told that and that we should look at that. So as the only woman here, I think I better say something. Thank you.
Lawson.
Okay. Next item of business is the Planning and Zoning Department discussion. Mr. Cole asked me to place this on the agenda for discussion purposes today and asked me for the status of this department and overall what the administration is viewing the future of the department. As this council knows, this time last year, we approved the FY14 budget. Within that budget, there was a new position within the P&Z department. That position is a senior level person, resulting from the demands and workload of the office and the department itself, and also for succession planning. The title of the position would be the Assistant Director for Planning and Zoning, or perhaps even the Acting Director of Planning and Zoning, to be determined. Mr. Cole asked me for a status update. To date, we haven't done anything with this vacancy, waiting on council's direction. Also, I can tell you that I've got the position description here, and I can read a few highlights of that if you'd like. The incumbent assists in the overall administration of a comprehensive planning and land development regulation process in accordance with federal, state, and local laws, provides input to professional planning, vision, and development advice to the county government, assists in explaining, justifying, and defending departmental programs, policies, activities, and assists in negotiating and resolving sensitive, significant, and controversial issues, takes part in the evaluation of land use proposals for the conformity to established plans and ordinances. I can go on, or if there are other specific questions about this position, I'm happy to entertain
them. I have a busiest district in the county, and I got some big decisions coming up, huge, that are getting a lot of interest, and I would urge you to fill that position as soon as possible.
You're part of the reason you just heard from the realtors, Todd, the activity's picking up. We just went through a lull of a couple years. And I think the county saw, you know, the applications drop down almost to zero at times. And we're seeing now the activity picking up. So I thought it would be a good time that we get the council, get a consensus here to try to fill that position, because it'd be nice to get ahead of the curve with the market. And if the market continues to move in an upward trend, which we all hope, I think it'd be a good time to bring an individual on and, you know, fill that position, because it's the council who develops the land use plans, and we have now a 10-year window, and we will – when do we have to do the land use plan? What is that date now?
We will start the review of the comprehensive land use plan in probably a few years.
Okay.
I don't know specifically what year we're on right now, but I anticipate within 2 years
okay.
we are going to start.
Well, again, it's another good time to start – the preparation, and bring on some people, and in case we see some other personnel changes as we go forward in the next couple of years. So anyway, I just thought it was a good time to get this conversation started.
I need the help.
More conversation from council.
Is there any problem with Mr. We've just, Mr. President, I'll just push this out here a little bit so it doesn't just drop again. Could we get a consensus maybe to have Todd start developing, like we've just done with economic development, and other people to start getting ready to get a committee together and start looking at a job description and start getting us prepared and then come back to us? In other words, instead of just chatting about it, which we've done a number of times.
Not a committee.
I would just like to see maybe a consensus, say, Todd, you know, in the next 6 months, let's get prepared to go out looking for somebody. Is there a problem with that?
Oh, no. Any more questions, Council? Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Lawson, I heard you say there was a vacancy. I heard you use the term assistant planning and zoning director. Is that the title that is going to be filled?
The vacancy, let me clarify, is due to the new position placed in the budget. So it's not a vacancy in terms that someone has left and we haven't filled it. It's a new position.
And that position is called?
Well, the position could be called Assistant Planning Zoning Director, which we already have one, or it could be Acting Director of Planning and Zoning, if the person would be viewed as the replacement of the current Planning and Zoning Director at the right time.
Okay, so at this point, it would be a second Assistant Director because the current Planning and Zoning Director has not indicated he desires to retire. I don't think I have a problem with an Assistant Director. I think he or she should be viewed as a qualified successor to our current Planning and Zoning Director.
Okay.
Do we have an indication that our current Assistant Planning and Zoning Director is not interested in the position of Planning and Zoning Director?
Two things. I don't have a current state of play as far as that goes, and we'd probably want to discuss that under personnel in executive session.
Very good.
Just to follow up, Todd, I don't even have a problem with, and the rest of you can think this one over, we just hire a planner with maybe management skills.
Got my vote.
So then that person would, you know, it may not be the right person for the Planning and Zoning Director, but so that way we don't plug it in to say that we're actually looking for somebody as a replacement. What we ought to do is just hire a well-qualified planner and make sure and see what other skills they have and bring them on. And that way we don't have to give anybody any kind of fancy title to put any pressure on any other people, because many times I know couple people, it's their spouses who tell them when it's time to retire, and I don't know if that's occurred with certain of those people.
Your spouse, did you retire, George?
We won't name any names.
Yeah. George, but
there's
has
a lot of
told you to retire? Mm-hmm. Has your spouse told you to retire?
No, she likes me working.
Okay.
Well, we're expected to send somebody from Planning and Zoning to a lot of meetings, the plus meetings, and there are a number of times we're supposed to be represented by Planning and Zoning, and I'm not too sure. I know we sent Julie Wheatley at one time, and I'm just saying that I think we should, you know, fill that position and have somebody coming from Planning and Zoning that knows what's going on at Planning and Zoning and has some planning experience.
Mr. President, I'd like to move that we direct the County Administrator to begin the search process for an Assistant Planning and Zoning Director.
Second.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion?
No.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
I'd just like to say that words do matter. The fact that this is an assistant to the Planning and Zoning Director, and in light of this conversation today, we believe that this person will be qualified at some point to apply for the position of Planning and Zoning Director. If and when that becomes available, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Lawson?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Last item is the administrator's report. Item number one, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, senators for the remainder of Phase 1C and senators Phase 1D received substantial completion effective May 16, 2014. And item number two, it is with sadness that we inform you that County Pensioner Gary Hill passed away on Thursday, May 22, 2014. Mr. Hill began his employment with Sussex County in May of 1996 as a Mechanic 1 at Wolfneck and retired as a Mechanic 3 in June of 2005. We'd like to express our condolences to the Hill family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Jim Hicken, Industrial Park Lease.